Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. Welcome back to another Stop Italian Sounding show, uncovering authentic Italian food. And today we are delving into the enchanting world of terroir. You know, it's probably a word that so many people have heard of, especially when talking about wine, but can't really explain. So I'll do my best today to explain what specifically terroir means and why it's important. So let's start. What exactly is terroir? Well, for starters, it's a French word. And at its core, terroir is the unique combination of environmental factors that shape the character of agricultural products. So these factors could include things like soil, climate, landscape, and farming practices of a specific area. Essentially, terroir is the essence of a place reflected in the taste, aroma, and the quality of its food and beverage that's produced there. Now, why is terroir so important? Well, for starters, let's just say it celebrates, of course, the diversity and authenticity of different geographical areas. I like to relate it to a fingerprint, for example. Each terroir leaves its distinct mark on products that it produces, creating a rich array of flavors and traditions, oftentimes going back many centuries. And by preserving and promoting terroir-driven products, we actually promote the heritage and identity of local communities. And of course, as you may know, Italy is definitely a nation of many different communities with different local identities and agricultural practices. And yes, terroir, of course, varies from area to area within Italy. So it, of course, is particularly significant to certain products such as wine, but not only wine, also things like cheese, olive oil, and cured meats. So let's take a closer look as to why it matters for Italian products specifically. Italy, with its varied landscape and climates, boasts an incredibly diverse terroir, which gives rise to a vast array of culinary traditions and treasures that we all know and love today. One could think of the northern Italian Alps, to the Po Valley, to the hills of Tuscany, all the way down to the sunny shores of Sicily. Each region offers its own abundance of flavors and ingredients. So take Italian wine, for example. The concept of terroir is deeply ingrained in winemaking traditions across Italy. In fact, Italy grows the largest number of native wine grapes known, amounting to more than a quarter of the world's commercial wine grape types. The same grape varietal, for example, grown in different regions will produce wines with distinct characteristics. For example, the same grape varietal grown in different regions will produce wines with distinct characteristics, influenced by, of course, the local terroir. From the Nebbiolo of Piemonte to the Sangiovese of Tuscany, Italian wines are, of course, the ultimate testament to the diversity and complexity of terroir. But wine is not the only product influenced by terroir. Italian cheeses also owe much of their appeal to the terroir. The pastures of the Italian countryside provide grazing grounds for cows, sheep, and goats, whose milk contributes to the rich flavors and textures of cheeses. We think of cheeses like Parmigiano Reggiano or Pecorino Romano or Mozzarella di Bufala. Each cheese, of course, not only has a different flavor and taste, but also tells a story of the land that it comes from, reflected in the nuances of its terroir. Because of course, for example, the cow eats local feed, which then produces milk, which finally has an influence on the final taste of the cheese. But also things like olive oil are also another cornerstone of Italian cuisine and is deeply intertwined with terroir. The altitude, soil composition, and climate of olive-grown regions influence the flavor profile and quality of that specific oil. Whether, I don't know, it's a robust peppery notes of Tuscan olive oil or medium balanced taste with hints of fresh grass or green tomato typical of some Sicilian olive oil, terroir is a vital role in shaping the character of Italian extra virgin olive oil. And finally, let's not forget about the Italian biodiversity. So Italy is home to a remarkable variety of native plant and animal species, many of which are integral to the country's culinary heritage. And Italian biodiversity enriches the terroir and contributes to the exceptional quality and diversity of Italian food products. So anyway, as we wrap up today's episode, terroir is basically the soul of Italian cuisine. a testament to the land, culture, and traditions that shape all of its many flavors across so many agricultural products. And by preserving and protecting terroir, we celebrate the richness and diversity of Italian food so that we're able to ensure the future generations can continue to enjoy. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.